Imagine spending half your working life in meetings that accomplish nothing. For many professionals, this isn't imagination, it's reality. We devote 35 to 50% of our work hours to meetings, yet most leave us drained rather than energized. In our post-pandemic world of accelerated change and uncertainty, effective meetings aren't just nice to have, they're essential for survival. Whether virtual or face-to-face, meetings need purpose, structure, and results. Even tech titans recognize this truth. Elon Musk famously walks out of wasteful meetings, while Google implements strict protocols to ensure productivity. The difference between time-wasting gatherings and breakthrough sessions often comes down to one thing: facilitation skill. When meetings work well, they become the engines of organizational progress. They transform scattered individual knowledge into collective wisdom. They convert abstract ideas into concrete plans. But this transformation doesn't happen by accident. It requires intentional leadership and proven techniques. The good news? These skills can be learned. Even experienced managers report dramatic improvements in both confidence and effectiveness after mastering meeting facilitation fundamentals. The secret lies in shifting from traditional leadership to a more powerful approach, servant leadership. Traditional leaders rely on position and power to provide answers. Servant leaders focus on asking the right questions in safe environments. This distinction is crucial in modern workplaces where teams need to become self-managing rather than constantly directed. Servant leaders help people make informed decisions rather than trying to change their minds. When faced with fear, uncertainty, and doubt, they don't push against resistance but provide new information that allows others to make better choices. By speaking with people rather than at them, they create environments that foster breakthrough solutions. Effective meeting leadership integrates why, what, and how of gatherings. Every meeting should connect to your organization's broader purpose. If not, cancel it. This creates a clear line of sight from meeting deliverables to organizational impact. View your organization as a holarchy, where each element is both a whole and part of something larger. Meetings support projects, which support departments, which support the organization's mission. This holarchical thinking transforms abstract thoughts into concrete actions through will, wisdom, and activity. How? Rather than asking broad questions like, "What is our marketing plan?" effective leaders ask specific questions. What are the three primary target customers for this product? For complex problems, structure demands sharper questions such as, "What could we do to improve food storage capacity in coastal Somalia?" Specific enough to generate actionable responses. Meeting leaders need both a basic agenda, topic list for participants, and an annotated agenda, facilitator's play script. The meeting launch should include introducing yourself as facilitator, presenting purpose, defining scope, describing deliverables, covering logistics, explaining agenda steps, and sharing ground rules. An effective conclusion requires reviewing accomplishments, managing open issues, agreeing on communications, and assessing effectiveness. Behind every productive meeting stand four distinct roles that may be filled by one person or several. The meeting coordinator handles logistics, room reservations, supplies, equipment, refreshments, and technology, ensuring the physical environment supports productivity. The meeting documenter objectively records outputs without editing, capturing the group's work for future reference. The meeting facilitator establishes trust, enables idea exchange, directs toward objectives, and builds consensus. Focusing on process and group dynamics, this role creates space for everyone to contribute. The meeting designer determines approach, questions, and optimal sequence. The most challenging role requiring advanced planning to answer, what's the best way to get from where we are to where we need to be? The facilitator role demands special attention to servant leadership, creating an environment where participants can collaborate and innovate while supporting consensus without sacrificing quality. Meeting leaders must master three vital skills for effective facilitation. Speaking and questioning clearly means using economical words, clarifying terms, and distilling contributions. Use simple, precise vocabulary that overcomes biases, especially when asking questions. Actively listening and observing requires absorbing both verbal and nonverbal cues while confirming accuracy. Unlike casual conversations, active listening means feeding back reasoning and challenging incomplete information to build shared understanding. Remaining neutral and controlling context involves applying ground rules and creating trust. Neutrality may be your greatest challenge as a facilitator, but it's your protection. By staying neutral, you maintain credibility when using participants' content. Aligning with any participant reduces you to just another voice and compromises your guiding ability. For planning meetings, the approach defines vision, measures, actions, and responsibilities as a roadmap where mission anchors decisions, vision inspires them, and values discipline them. Mission defines why a business area exists, brief like a slogan. Values guide conduct by answering, who are we? Vision describes where the organization wants to go with sufficient detail to recognize achievement. Complex business decisions require more than simple voting, which fails due to Arrow's impossibility theorem. Three essential components for any decision are purpose of the object, options, and criteria, with testing as an optional fourth element. How you define a problem dramatically affects potential solutions. Defining a flat tire as finding a jack versus raising the automobile leads to entirely different solution paths. The purpose tool creates a requirement statement, I want X so that I can do Y, that builds consensus and reconciles arguments. Structured approaches yield better results than unstructured discussions. Vague questions scatter responses without clear completion criteria, while a systematic matrix addressing causes across multiple dimensions ensures comprehensive coverage. Online meetings work best for progress reviews and information sharing, not for kickoffs, consensus building, or contentious issues. They require twice the preparation of in-person sessions. Facilitators should use multiple monitors, one for faces, another for materials, and possibly a third for collaborative documents. With limited nonverbal feedback online, use structured participation techniques and include deliberate pauses between speakers to accommodate audio lag. Utilize digital collaboration tools like virtual whiteboards, polls, and breakout rooms to maintain engagement. Establish clear protocols for chat usage and technical issues. Follow the 50-minute hour rule to allow screen breaks and physical movement, which are crucial in virtual environments. The journey to becoming a world-class meeting facilitator begins with servant leadership, becoming conscious of natural law, and focusing on helping others. We're all connected, and our purpose is to serve by removing obstacles to maintain free-flowing connections. A servant leader works quietly in the background. As the Tao teaches, with the greatest leaders, people barely know one exists, as they work without self-interest and leave no trace, leading people to say, "We did it ourselves." By mastering key skills, clear speaking, active listening, neutrality, understanding group dynamics, proper session structure, and service to others, you can transform frustrating meetings into productive sessions with meaningful results. Imagine meetings that end with higher energy, where decisions stick because people were truly heard, and collective wisdom emerges rather than the loudest voice winning. The question isn't whether you can transform your meetings, but whether you're ready to begin.